And I got set up in between, so we're good.
Okay. And could I have a roll call then? Or do you want me to do it?
I can do it. Linda McDonald.
Present.
Loretta Broomfield.
Here.
Ann Chandler's not going to be here. Sarah Hill.
Here.
Christy Walker's not going to be here. And I'm here.
Thank you. All righty. Now we're over to a comment, and there is no comment, I don't think.
No.
But that's what we're going to be working on. And we're to the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from August the 1st?
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second it.
Okay. I guess we still do a roll call, right?
Sure. Linda McDonald.
Yes.
Loretta.
Yes.
Sarah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now we're down to unfinished business, and those are our tasks for today. The first is the revision of the meetings by electronic means policy. And that's item 5.1. And we had already one reading of that, haven't we?
Yes.
Okay. And we have the colorful edition with the yellow being the already the parts that are there. The blue was added. And what was the other one? Was it black? The red.
Yeah, Linda, can I pipe in here? Do you mind?
Yes. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Do it.
I think the blue is the new language from Phil that, if I remember correctly, last time there was no real issue with among the committee. The yellow are the procedural ones that we just wanted to have pointed out. Mm-hmm. It's number 5 and number 6 that was the point of discussion during your last meeting, and that was the whole idea of once a quorum is achieved in a public building, mm-hmm. are there parameters or are there reasons needed for other people to attend remotely? So 5 and 6 have been crafted to kind of reflect what needs to happen. 5 is, you know, board members really do need to let us know who's going to be where so we can determine that quorum. So at least 24 hours, if you're attending the meeting, let us know where through L2. And if you can't, because L2 has no way of capturing, I can't be at the meeting. So if you can't be at the meeting, provide that notice on that attendance email that you have. And then based on the discussion we heard at the board meeting and at your last meeting, number 6 just reads, beyond those members necessary to establish a quorum and attending in a public building, a member may attend a meeting at a location other than a public building. So it's just very simple. We checked with Phil after the fact because we just wanted to make sure all our ducks are in a row as far as this goes. And what Phil said was, let me pull that up. Here we go. What Phil said was that he said he has no problem defending the board's preference to leave that wide open under OMA should it ever be challenged. So it's perfectly compatible with OMA. However, he did point out two things. One, that if there are no reasons given to justify attending someplace other than a public body, and it's his personal feeling, it diminishes the significance of the quorum that is present in a public space. Mm-hmm. He also said, and this had never been brought to our attention before, he pointed out that our policies do need to be approved by the Illinois State Library as part of our plan of service. So this just came over our radar at the end of last week. So what we're going to do is just run this by the State Library to see if they would have any problems with the policy as it exists now, or if it would be the pleasure of this group to recommend any revisions, or the board to recommend any revisions, that they'd be okay with that. So that's what I know about that.
I have a suggestion. I think the last one we didn't like, because the last one listed reasons, right? Yeah,
correct. Yeah,
four and we thought they were too narrow. Like, to me, that number, by the way, the numbering is off. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, thanks, Sarah.
It goes from like 3 to 5.
Thank you.
Like, to me, that number 6 that you added in, keep the sentence going. A member may attend a meeting at a location other than a public building for reasons such as illness, comma, weather, comma. But you almost have to say like, et cetera.
Yeah.
Because like, you can't limit it.
I personally like the way it is with that. Cause I mean, like you said, you would have to put et cetera, and there's always going to be something that we don't think of that could be included there. Mm-hmm. So if you leave it, my preference would be just to leave it open as it is.
Leave it open. Yeah. If the state, mine too, if the state library like says, hey, this is fine. Or.
And Ellen, is that with every policy or just this specific one that Phil recommends presenting to the state library?
I think when we submit, and Loretta, I'm embarrassed. I can't remember if it's our annual report or our per capita grant. They're submitted to the state library annually. And I'm sure the state library only looks at them when they've been updated or revised.
And I'm picturing, like, let's say it's Monday before a board meeting. It's 24 hours and we don't have a quorum. Is that when an email or a text comes out from Stacy saying like, hey, some of you who weren't planning on attending, we need you to attend.
I would think so. Or you could, you know, that could be 48 hours.
True.
That could be 48 instead of 24. Karen might say the sooner the better.
Because 24 hours to me is good for things like weather. Like, we usually know if a snowstorm's coming.
Right.
24 hours.
What my question is why do we even have to list those? I know you said because of the diminishing something, you know, why do we have to list a reason?
We don't.
That was just his suggestion.
That was just his. Yeah,
and since it's so incomplete to me, it seems like it'd be better not to have anything there.
Yeah. The ones we had previously were the ones that are in the administrative code for local boards. But because so for Granite City, those would be required. But because we're geographically over 4,500 miles, we have this exception.
Which I think use it. You know?
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. What
stick
about
a period in there?
Okay. Yeah. What about the 24 hours?
The rule is to notify by 24 hours.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with that?
I would hope that people would know by before that, but that's just. Like, I tend to RSVP on Fridays.
And I'm sure Stacy will be on this as far as reminding people to take care of this.
Is there any way to just say to notify as soon as possible or something like that instead of an amount of time?
Well, I think you have to have, again, stop you know, my overstep.
I know when you're posting for your meetings, you have like, what is it, 48 hours or 24?
48
posted.
So. I think you need to have at least a minimum in there.
I think since the rest of that sentence says, unless such advance notice is impracticable, that 24 is fine, 24 hours.
Okay. So, Ellen, is there anything else in there that we need to discuss?
If you're comfortable with the rest of the language, I think we're fine.
And don't complicate it. Make it as simple as possible is the way I, you know, keep it simple, stupid. The KISS rule, you know. Anyway, does anybody else have anything to add? You have been wonderful. Thank you.
Would you like to move on to the public comment piece, or do you want to do you have to share Anne's public comment?
Yeah, we should. Can you go back to that? Or
I don't have it, Linda.
It was in my mail. Do you guys have? Can you access your mail? Because I've got the mail is on my computer, and I don't have my phone with me to pull it up. You know,
Anne had some public comment, but that she said she would share via public comment. So if it went to you as board members, it wouldn't necessarily have come to me.
I didn't get it.
I didn't either.
I got it. So I don't know how I'm going to get to it. But it was talking about the word. Oh, where was that word that she used? Germaine.
Germaine.
That she didn't think, and I didn't think it was necessary either. When I saw that, I thought, what?
Because it says relevant or germane.
Relevant was enough, I think, you know.
Okay, go ahead, please, Linda.
Well, that's the one thing I wrote down from there. And, you know, so I guess I should have made a copy of it. I can't get out of this to pull up my mail. You didn't get that in your mail then? You didn't get anything from her? Well, how can we access that?
You can go into your mail and forward it to us.
Well, if I go into my mail, then I'm going to lose this window. Or should I just put the window?
Just minimize it.
Yeah, just minimize it and you can stay on Zoom, even if you can't see it.
Okay. I can stay on Zoom. I don't know where to go now. I can't pull it up. Oh, mail. Okay. Well, that's a Zoom mail. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to pull it up, I don't think.
If you're on a computer, just open up a browser window.
I'm on there, and I've got the Zoom window here.
So open a new tab up at the top. Like, are you in Chrome or Firefox?
I don't know what I'm in. Sure. Sorry, guys. And when I brought up mail, it says Zoom mail. So I don't think that's something different.
Just open up like Firefox or Chrome, and I don't know how you go to your Illinois Heartland mail if you.
I do not have. How do I put? Where is it? Because this one screen is covering the thing. You know.
Can you? Okay, look at your Zoom window. Up at the top right, you've got the minimize button. Can you click that?
Okay. Now I still have Zoom.
So can you minimize the Zoom that you're looking at?
Okay, here it is. Okay, I got it. It says public comment. She said, I have attached public comment for the public meeting tomorrow. I will also attempt to put the public comment section on the website. But this is my backup in case there are technical issues or operator issues. Also thought you should know that the policy meeting is not posted on the website. And I will email Stacy. And this was from Sunday. And let's see. Okay, here's what she's now. How can I send this to you? It says public comment policy and membership committee meeting. I apologize for not being able to attend, but I am on several boards and had a conflicting meeting. This should not occur for future meetings. In regards to the revision of meetings by electronic means, I noticed that number five has been rewritten. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Through the first reading of the policy membership committee, the executive board meeting at the regular board meeting. Okay. And at the regular board meeting. This item was not discussed by the board, so I was wondering why the need to change from what the board was presented. We got that, Ellen?
Yeah, and that was a clarification.
Okay, so that was, we know, understand that. Okay. And let me find out where I just lost my spot. And then it says sometimes it's not possible to notify via the computer. L2 can be difficult to log into, as well as there has been a problem in the past with emails not being protected on the site. I believe that we should make it as easy as possible for our volunteer board to communicate attendance in a way that the way they are comfortable with or are able to do at the time. I do strongly believe with physical attendance being required for a quorum, that notice must be given at least 24 hours ahead of time in one form or the other. I would recommend the wording say, what she put. Board member must give notice of intent to attend the meeting via the electronic registration method or by emailing slash calling the executive assistant a minimum of 24 hours before the stated meeting time. The same would apply to anyone who is unable to attend the meeting. That's all she has for the electronic means meeting.
I don't think we need to
That's
add
what we heard.
calling.
And you know what? She said she sent this to you too, Ellen. So you may have it in your emails.
Right.
And the next thing is in regard to, excuse me here. In regard to public comment policy, it is noted that the word germane was left in the policy. When this policy was open to comment, there were many comments by the members that the word germane was ambiguous and that the use of the word relevant would suffice. So I believe it is important to listen to the public comment and omit the word germane. A lawyer may suggest the word, but if it's not user-friendly, why use it when relevant is easy to understand by the public? Our members often feel that they are not listened to by IHLS. This would be a great step to take. And Chandler.
Linda, I found it. So I'm forwarding it to you, Loretta, and to Sarah via
Thank
your
you.
IHLS
Now
board
how do you get
addresses.
back?
That number five was a clarification on how w notification optimally will be sent.
And I don't want to add in calling. I think that's getting too much into procedures.
That's a good point, Sarah.
And I'm sorry, but like, what if Stacy's on vacation and like, then who do you call? You know, like that just, we need to stick with the platform that our board only uses our email and our whatever you call that document website
Instead of,
that we
you mean, instead of calling, you mean?
right. Yeah, we need to stick with what we use. We don't need to add in another form of contact. But
But
I do.
sometimes I have to call, you know, like right now. Okay, how do I get back to my screen, Ellen? Could you? I'm
You
not.
should see
How
a
do I get
Zoom
out of that
link.
minimize? How do I minimize? How do
Do
I
you
get out
see a
of that?
Zoom link at the bottom of your screen? A little blue circle?
Yeah,
Click
okay.
on it.
Okay, and nothing happened.
You might have to right click on it and choose maximize, maybe. I don't know what kind of computer you have.
It's a Dell. Okay, well, now I've got it, but now how do I get out of? Is there another Zoom thing I have to click? I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. I'm going to go one more time here. Oh, anyway, well, I'll see you in the corner anyway. That's enough.
Oh, so do you just see like one person right now?
Just you.
Okay, so yeah, you're on speaker view. So A second, let me make it.
Well, you know what? This is, we can keep going
It's
without
fine. You're
me.
fine.
Except it's a learning
Yeah,
process.
it's up in the very top right corner. There's a little button that says like view.
Yeah.
And you can choose gallery or speaker.
The in the top right corner, Linda, of the black box that says Zoom. You should see sign in and view.
Where the Zoom is?
In the
In our
top
little
right.
Brady Bunch box.
I don't see that. There's okay. Well, you guys, we need to keep going. I'm sorry, I don't want to take up all your time on this, but I can let's see. Do I go back to now? It's a lot, it's enlarged, but I still can't get back to mine. I don't see anything that's
What are you looking for?
I'm looking how to do full screen with you guys. See, I can see you in the little box.
You don't see the view? It says view in the top right.
If you hover up there in the top right, it might pop up.
Nothing.
Like I can choose speaker, gallery, or full screen.
Well, that's I'm not even on that screen. I'm on Welcome to Zoom Mail. You know.
No.
Oh, shoot.
Click on the, okay, so you see my picture right now. Click up like on the in the right corner. Is there nothing that you can click on or select of me, like the top right of my video?
No, it just says Activity Center.
I think she
Never
minimized
able to
it.
get out of there. That was good, you know. I don't know. Well, let's keep going.
Okay.
We're discussing the public comment policy. I thought what she had to say was very insightful.
Hey, I can tell you again, we went back to Phil on this one because Anna's exactly right that at the first meeting, that whole relevant and germane wording was noticed. And then when people came back from Directors U this summer, one of the handouts they got said, content. A public body cannot restrict the subject matter or content of a speaker's public comments. This means a public body cannot limit comments to agenda topics. So what Phil said was, the PAC Attorney General has stated in some of their de determination letters that as long as there's a pre-adopted public comment rule or policy, that public comments limited to only matters relevant or germane to the public body's business is permitted by the First Amendment. Germane is not considered a content-based restriction. It is content neutral and a reasonable time, place, and manner restriction, and thus permitted. Phil ended his email by saying, "I stand by your language as the best allowed." But again, this is your policy.
So this is a way for us to limit the content without saying that we're limiting the content.
It's a way of saying, please talk about things that are relevant to the business being conducted by IHLS. We don't want to hear about the price of blueberries at Schnucks.
So
So,
does that term germane further clarifies instead of being relevant? I can see I could see where it's a little bit better now.
I'm going to look up the definition of germane because I don't know. Well, the definition is relevant. Relevant to a subject under consideration.
There's synonyms, in other words.
Yes, so I think we should could be fine with limiting it to just relevant.
Because it
Or
really
just
means, yeah. You
know, this is only a suggestion, and please don't let me overstep. I don't know. Just because Phil talked about defining germane that way as content neutral? I don't know. You pick which word you prefer.
I prefer relevant, but I'm not a lawyer. So, but.
I prefer relevant. What about you, Loretta?
Yeah, I think that's probably the more common word that most people are going to know what that means. Do you know, was this taken boilerplate from something else? I mean, where both of those words are in there, was it taken from something else?
This was Phil's language that he suggested we use. He, when we started this process in May, Loretta, he suggested adding relevant or germane, and that phrase in particular. And then he also suggested adding that last sentence about these provisions will also apply to all meetings, which include electronic attendance of members.
If we have to pick one or the other, I would say relevant, but I also don't see a problem with just leaving both of them there how it is.
Did public comment other than Anne, like, was there multiple public comments? I don't remember seeing all the public comments.
They were up there, Sarah, and I can find them and probably resend them to you at some point. And
Because if three people said we shouldn't use it, you know, I mean, that's why I was just asking if.
there was one really impassioned one about, well, remember, oh, okay, I remember now. The first one, remember, had the unfortunate language about being in a hub, and we took
Oh.
that out. We took that out. So then there was some stuff in there about, were we restricting comment at all? And that's why we went back and talked to Phil about, you know, okay, this is what they were told at DU. How does that jive with using the words relevant and germane? And that's when he came back and said, this is what the Attorney General's office says. If it's in your policy, you're okay using that kind of language. Because you're not saying you're restricting anything about, I hate Ellen's shoes when she comes to meetings. You know, it's still pretty broad. But you're saying, please keep your comment in tune with conducting the business of IHLS.
Oh, you're muted, Linda.
You're good now, Linda. Oh, no, you're not.
I don't
You're
hear.
still muted.
Does anyone know the keyboard shortcut to unmute? I don't know it because I don't
I
use.
maybe I might be.
Let me Google it.
I can't unmute her. I'm the host, but I can't. Oh, maybe I can.
It's control space bar, maybe.
I can mute you all, but I can't unmute you. Linda, can you hear us? Okay.
Did you try control space bar?
Hold down the control button and then press the space bar. There. Wait. Nope, never mind. Sorry. I thought it, but it didn't.
Linda, no little mic at the bottom of your screen.
Can you hear me again?
Yeah.
Yes. I got back. I just clicked on stuff. You know, that's the way I used to figure things out when I would always do all the audio visual kind of stuff, and I would just push buttons until it would work. Yay. Thank you, everyone. You're also good. I'm glad you're on my committee. Anyway, we're back to so what do we have to do then? We just leave it the way it is. And then those lists of reasons why you can't, because it doesn't really cover everything.
Wait, are you scooting back to the? I thought we were still talking about the
Public
public
comment.
pol. Yeah.
Well, I'm just closing everything. I was just going to
Oh.
close, you know.
But
And
did we decide on the public comment first?
let's do that. Should we just leave Jermaine in? Take Jermaine out? I don't think it needs Jermaine. I don't know if everybody knows what that means.
Yeah.
Except it means relevant, you know. So, what do you think?
I'm for taking it out also, just for clarity and vocabulary level.
Fine by me. I'm actually kind of indifferent. I don't.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose. Never mind.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. So our recommendation is take out Jermaine, or it's not unnecessary. It's not germane to the words. Oh, and then now with the other, what was the catchy part on that?
Number five and number six.
Number five and six.
I do have a suggestion before this goes back to the board. Like now we've got blue font, yellow highlighting, black underlining. Can we like just make it all say, I don't know, you know what I mean? Clean it up, make it prettier.
Like it is that necessary now since we've had the, or do we need to keep it for the second? How many readings do we have? Just two?
Would it be acceptable to you if we took all the color coding out with the exception of the correctly numbered five and six, and that those are the pieces currently that haven't gotten consensus?
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
That sounds
Yeah.
good. And
That'd be good.
that's what we'll do for the board meeting.
Yeah.
And then let everybody kind of have a say in it, you know, so that we're not having to decide it.
You're moving it ahead.
Just five and six in the and they'll be in red, right? Okay. Okay. Do we don't vote on anything because we're strictly advisory. Okay. All right. And then I also have on new business. Does anybody need to go back to the unfinished business, or are we okay on that?
Okay.
Okay. New business, membership update. Ellen, do you have anything for us?
Sure. Just a fun update that you're going to get at your November meeting. I went to the Big Muddy Prison in Ina, Illinois last Wednesday and met with their new director. Loretta, do you know who their new director is?
I haven't heard.
It's Kathy Rosa.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know she was still in this area at all.
Yeah, Kathy used to work at Loretta's library. So that was lots of fun to see her, and there's no reason
That's
why
neat.
they can't bring a successful application for membership to this committee next month.
Now, where is that located?
In Ina, Illinois, so just south of Mount Vernon, Linda, on I-57.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. And you know, I think they're saying that we really, that's something that's very important is to have prison libraries in prison.
What I never knew before, and I visited a number of our correctional center libraries over the years, is they do have standards for libraries.
Oh.
And I didn't know that there was like an actual document that said that. And Kathy did send it to me after we met last week.
Okay. Well, thank you for the news and update. Now, number seven, public comment. None. And number eight, announcements. Do we have any announcements?
No announcements. I'm not entirely sure I'm speaking correctly, but I think I am. As far as Anne's mention of this not being posted on the website in a timely fashion, I think there's something in the Open Meetings Act that Troy has pointed out to me before, that if this happens, it doesn't constitute a violation of OMA. And I know it's been posted certainly at our Carbondale office because I was the one who posted it. And that's issued as the official meeting place for the meeting.
Well, since we're advisory, is that all still included as part of OMA?
We're still a committee.
Yeah.
So I would guess, Loretta.
Well, this will all be cleared up eventually, maybe in the next 100 years. Oh, but we're at the front of it. So anyway, well, thank you. I think that's fine, and I appreciate everybody's help and input, and I'll be better next time. So I've asked to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Sure, I'll move to adjourn.
And second.
I'll second.
And do we have to vote on that? I can't remember.
I
Well,
think
I think. Go on, Alan.
you can adjourn by consensus.
A consensus. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye,
Have a good
everybody. See
rest of
you
your
soon.
conference, Ellen.
Thanks, Sarah.
I'll
Bye-bye.
see you. Bye-bye.